the mother of gods, and she was a fertility god, and these many, many breasts was symbolizing that. Now, the reason that we want to bring this out is that in verse 38, if we go back to this, it says, but in his estate, or in the very heart of Catholicism, shall he, the papacy, honor the goddess of fortresses, and this is an allowable translation, he'll honor Semiramis, the goddess of paganism that's associated with fortresses, and he will honor her with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Now, in Bible times, if you remember in our earlier discussion about how the languages were confused during the time of Babel, and the people that went to different parts of the earth with different languages continued the same worship, but it had been changed in the sense that the names for the religious practices and the deities were changed because the languages had been changed. And in Bible times, in Ephesus, Semiramis was still worshipped in Ephesus, the primary god in Ephesus, only her name was no longer Semiramis, it was Diana. And Diana is none other than the Ephesian version of Semiramis, and Diana was considered to be the mother of the gods, and she also was given the attributes as the one that invented fortresses. She is the goddess of fortresses. And it's interesting that early in the history of the Catholic Church, there was a council that took place in the city of Ephesus, and that took place in 451 AD. And what one of the things that took place in the Council of Ephesus is, for the first time, the Catholic Church, that religion that was developing at that time, incorporated into its worship the worship of the Virgin Mother Mary of God, Virgin Mother of God, Mary, and it's a direct descendant from Diana of Ephesus, which is none other than Semiramis. And verse 38 in Daniel 11 is doing nothing more than identifying that in the heart of Catholicism, a god that the previous fathers of the Christian religion had not honored, the mother of God, Semiramis, was going to be incorporated into their religion. She was the goddess of fortresses. And through time, this goddess, if you follow on into